Today's Planet Earth, our loving home, will be presented in Dari and English with subtitles in Arabic, Olaxis our Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. بینندگان حامی محیط زیست و برنامه دیگری از سیاره زمین، خانه دوست داشتنی ما در سوپرین ماستر تلویزیون خوش آمدید. ما از کشور زیبای افغانستان دیدن میکنیم و در مورد مشکلات زیست محیطی که این کشور با آنها روبرو است و همینطور از شیوه های خاصی که برای حفظ اکوسیستم های گیاهان و حیوانات بومی به کار برده میشوند مطلع خواهیم شد. مهمانان ما در این هفته آقای غلام محمد ملکیار، یک مشاور ارشد اداره ملی حفاظت از محیط زیست و بنیانگذار یک گروه حفاظت از محیط زیست به نام اداره حفظ محیط زیست یا SEA می باشد و مهمان دیگر آقای قیس آگاه، مشاور تخنیکی محیط زیست و حیات وحش SEA و محقق پرندگان است.
SEA is the only Afghan national organizations working for protection of the environment, sustainable resource development, and conservation of biodiversity in Afghanistan. SEA was founded by me and my other colleagues in 1998, and we are working close with the government, with different donor agencies, other NGOs, on the environmental protection side. There are two offices, one in northern Afghanistan and another in southern Afghanistan, to look after the wildlife issues, protected areas, and also wetlands.
اخیراً افغانستان تأثیرات مخرب و فزاینده تغییرات آب و هوایی را تجربه کرده است که موجب مشکلات بسیاری برای مردم و حیات وحش شده است.
During the last few years, we see visible changes in the climate. We see raise of temperature here, we see the floods, we see the avalanche, we see the degree of snow and the degree of rain. There is untimely rain sometimes, and during winter time, we had a good snow 10 years ago or 15 years ago, in some part up to 50 centimeters, but now, even in a big winter for 2-3 months, we don't have snow. Very small snow cover here. This is all the changes we see in climate, and also the temperature, the water rise. And sometimes we have floods, sometimes which is untimely, and sometimes we even don't have water for irrigation. Because whenever the farmers need irrigation water, there is no water. This is all the changes. And the impacts, we have, still we are facing the big drought, especially in southern part of Afghanistan. And another impact which I see, it's in southern part. I just returned a day before from southern part, and I see the dust storms and the vegetation cover loss, and you see there is no water. There is only one canal comes from Arghandab River, which is not good enough for all people. And also, we have lost some of our indigenous vegetation covers in desert ecosystem. This is because of untimely rain or no rain or no snow.
به خاطر آب شدن برف و یخچال های طبیعی، برف کوچ های بیشتری ایجاد می شود که موجب ویرانی و از دست رفتن جان انسان ها می گردند.
The biggest impact of this climate change was in northern provinces. We lost more than 180 people last year because of this avalanche, and this was the first in the history of Afghanistan in the last 60 years. Afghanistan needs to be very, very strong position and very strong action to combat this climate change.
با وجود گرمایش جهانی، تنوع زیستی در کشور به سرعت از بین می رود این موجب نگرانی بسیار است و آقای ملکیار در این مورد توضیح می دهد.
We have lost much of our biodiversity and it is in a position that if we neglect it now, then for the future we would not have any biodiversity. We have started to work and protect the remaining parts, but during the last 30 years maybe or more, we have lost, let me give you an example, we have lost 2% of our natural forest covers. It was 3.1% in 1970s and now it is 1.2%. This is an example of one of our resources which we lost. And also for wildlife, illegal hunting is something which is continued from 1970s to now. And every day if we lost two species or two wildlife within 30 years, or you just imagine how many of them would be lost. But on the wildlife side, we have lost many of these mammals and wildlife species in the mountain areas because of hunting, because of encroaching, and also the fighting. They have migrated to other countries even, but we have lost much. You see, most of wildlife are migratory species, even in the habitat. In case their habitat is a good nature, there is no disturbance, there is no threat, they stay here. If there is a threat, they leave the habitat and migrate. In the 1970s, Afghanistan had more than 400 snow leopards, but now it's not more than 80.
به خاطر مشکلات زیست محیطی که افغانستان با آنها روبرو است، اقداماتی برای مطلع کردن مردم و افزایش آگاهی انجام می شود که در مورد حفاظت از طبیعت و حیوانات همزیست در کشور می باشد. یک شیوه که اداره حفظ محیط زیست با آن کار می کند، یک برنامه آموزشی در مورد محیط زیست برای مکاتب و پوهنتون‌ها است که با همکاری وزارت معارف انجام می شود.
We have environmental education programs, formal and informal. Informal, we are developing a comprehensive environmental curriculum that includes principles of environment and natural resources, and to incorporate these principles into schools and university curriculum. This is one part of environmental education we have been doing. And the other part is informal education that included training, seminars, workshops, publications, the SEA project with USAID. We're doing this training. We have been conducting the trainings in mosques, in schools, local clinics, to the mullahs, local leaders, and then they will conduct these trainings and will transfer this message to their local people to ban the huntings and conserve the wildlife species.
Ba buzurgan mazhabi niz dar mavrid ahamiyat hifazat az muhit zist etla'at dada mi shavad ta onha umum mardom ro az janbe dini in mavzu mutala konad.
So the Holy Quran include several verses, conservation verses, and other verses that trying to persuade people through these verses to conserve their wildlife and environment. So we put out the verses from Holy Quran, translated in Dari and Pashto and local language Uzbeki, and then we put it in a posters with different pictures, and then we'll train the mullahs. The mullahs, when they receive the training, because people are very interactive with the verses, so they can learn very well, and they will use these verses to protect their environment. God says that I sent the water to the earth to growing the plants. These plants should be used for the human. So please, do not waste the water and just work to grow these plants. We are working for a booklet called Environment and Islam. We collected several verses from Holy Quran and translation to this booklet, and we will distribute to the schools, students, university students, and the mullahs in the community.
در نزدیکی کابل تالاب های به وسعت 90 هکتار وجود دارند که از لحاظ زیستشناسی غنی می باشند و زیستگاه پرندگان مهاجر و بومی هستند. اداره حفظ محیط زیست در همکاری با دولت، بانک توسعه آسیا و سازمان ملل یک پروژه حفاظت از این زیستگاه با ارزش را شروع کرده است.
The problem of this wetlands, which has lost some parts of its potential, is during the loss of control over the areas and during the fighting in 1990s to 2001, part of these wetlands were occupied by residential areas and many people came and made house, and now it looks difficult to relocate these houses from around the wetlands. But seasonally it keeps the potential. Keeping that in mind, the government, and I was also involved in that with the financial support of Asian Development Bank and other organizations, we made two observation towers in two sides. This is just for the students, for the academia who wants to keep an inventory of birds around this area. They can come easily and go there. Even they can count the nesting from that side, and they have different facilities to see the birds, and also they can identify the birds, which birds is there. Our purpose was for education, because there was a center made by UN there, education center. When people come here for recreation or for study, they go to the education center. They can come to the towers and see birds.
دلیل اصلی تغییرات اقلیمی و از بین رفتن تنوع زیستی و مشکلات زیست محیطی دیگر دامپروری می باشد. اگر هر فرد رژیم غذایی گیاهی مهربانانه را انتخاب کند، یک دنیای بهتر بدون گرسنگی و فجایع زیست محیطی ممکن می شود. در آخر آقای غلام محمد ملکیار پیامی را برای دنیا می فرستند.
I need the world community to support Afghan children, Afghan women, and also the whole Afghan population to keep their environment clean and to be aware of the environmental values and to contribute to the reduction of climate change impacts to the region and to global. As far as, you know, God Almighty has created us, He has advised us to keep the nature in a balance, and I hope the whole population, the global population, to keep these words of these advices of God and keep the balance of nature, not to apply all sources, keep the sources for the future generation, and support those countries which cannot support themselves at the moment, our capacity, technical, economical, and different aspects.
از آقای غلام محمد ملکیار و آقای قیس آگاه به خاطر ارائه شرح کوتاهی از وضعیت محیط زیست افغانستان و اینکه SEA چه اقداماتی برای حفاظت و نگهداری از اکوسیستم های کشور می کنند متشکریم. امیدواریم که افغانستان از طریق کمک افرادی مانند شما به زودی تعادل طبیعی خود را باز یابد و به زندگی همگان در این کشور باستانی کمک کند. برای اطلاعات بیشتر در مورد اداره حفظ محیط زیست لطفاً از این سایت دیدن کنید. www.seaafghanistan.blogspot.com از اینکه ما را در برنامه سیاره زمین خانه دوست داشتنی ما همراهی کردید متشکریم. امید است که ما به زودی در دنیای با شادی و صلح بیشتر زندگی کنیم. Thank you for joining us on planet Earth, our loving home. May we soon live in a world of ever greater happiness and love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/PE.